Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with the Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details. Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and Chuck is out of his mind on endorphins right now, and this is Short Stuff, like I said.
Oh, man, I've been running for hours, and I just, like, can't even feel my feet. I'm like, I'm floating, man.
Man.
It's amazing. I'm not even breaking a sweat, and I'm like, I'm having such a runner's high, bro.
You sound like the average marathoner, like, so much.
I got on my barefoot running shoes.
Oh, man. I don't ever want to talk about that again. We talked about this runner's high in some episode to such a degree. I was like, have we done it as a Short Stuff?
Oh, really?
I think so. We must have talked about it in marathons or something like that.
Yeah, I bet that was it.
I believe a standalone Short Stuff is a great way to go with it.
Yeah, but you know what I was describing is what runners will tell you they feel oftentimes when they are on what's known as a runner's high, which is you're light as a feather, you're floating, your pace is strong, and sometimes they might even burst out into uncontrollable tears of joy that they can't even explain.
Yes. So I have you ever had a runner's high?
No, because I think you got to run like a long way to even, if it even exists, it occurs, you know, not at mile one.
So I have never had a runner's high. But these emotional sobs that they mention, I can identify with because, like, I hit the treadmill.
You do that every morning.
I hit the treadmill when I run. I very rarely run outside, and I usually run about 11 a.m. So I end up watching The Price is Right while I run a lot.
That's amazing.
And by the end of the show, when, like, people are winning or losing or whatever.
Are you crying?
I crying's not the right word, but, like, my chest is tight and, like, I'm overcome with emotion. There's, like, a hitch, you
it's
know?
Amazing.
And I'm like, well, this is clearly, this has to do with running or exercising or something, but it's pretty funny. But yeah, it gets to me by the end of The Price is Right.
All right, let me see if I can trigger you. Ready?
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun,
dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun,
stop.
It's too early for a break. You got to press on, brother.
Okay, let's just, you take it from here. That, by the way, is one of the greatest theme songs of all time.
Oh, yeah. Iconic. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it in, I mean, I haven't really seen much of any of the Drew Carey stuff, and I can still just rattle that thing off.
It's fine. He's good. He's finally settled in. He's not Bob Barker, but he knows he's not Bob Barker, and he's not trying to be Bob Barker. He's Drew Carey, and he's doing his own thing, and it's good.
All right, so let's talk about flow state. This is a concept that Hungarian-American psychologist.
I looked this one up, too.
Insert name. Go, please. There's 16 letters.
No, I think you should
letters.
Go first.
No, man, there are 16 letters in this person's last name and
all consonants.
Five of them are vowels.
So his name is Mihai Csikszentmihalyi.
Ah, look at you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure that my dialect is like nowhere near Russia, but that's pretty close from what I can tell.
Yeah, just picture in your mind something spelled like this, everyone. Csikszentmihalyi.
That was his last name.
Yeah, that's the last name.
So, I want to say it again, okay?
Yeah, I want to hear it again.
Mihai Csikszentmihalyi.
It sounds like a sentence. It sounds like you're saying something in a different language.
I am. I'm saying this guy's name.
Like, I appreciate the advice. Can you point me in the direction of the nearest car rental?
Mihai Csikszentmihalyi.
Okay, it's right over there then. I'm glad we're padding this out with comedy because there's not a lot to the runner's high, as we will learn. But flow state is what, say it?
Mihai Csikszentmihalyi.
Came up with after interviewing athletes and musicians and artists, basically, about what brings them joy. And basically kind of came to the conclusion that when these people are performing at peak levels, whether they're songwriting or poetry slamming or running marathons, that they all say that they fall into, or I guess a majority of people say they fall into this really focused mental state that they call the flow state, where it's just like I'm channeling something. I'm not even working to do what I'm doing. It's just coming out of me.
Have you ever been in that state? I know you haven't had a runner's high, neither have I, but I've been in a flow state before. Have you?
I feel like I've been in a flow state with writing before.
Nice. I don't remember what I was doing while I was doing it, but I remember being like, oh, wow, this is something special. And it was probably something mundane, like digging a hole or something like that, which, you know, I'm known to do. But it is a pretty neat thing. Like, it's just effortless. There's a certain amount of joy and pleasure to it. You feel a little bit high, and it's because my theory is that your body and your mind have stopped trying to find the most efficient, least wasteful energy-wise way of doing what you're doing, and now it's just doing it. So there's no effort. There's no trying to figure something out. There's no wasted energy, and it can be pleasurable in that sense.
Right. So flow state, they think, might have a link to encountering a runner's high. But here's the thing is most athletes haven't experienced a runner's high. It's not like all you got to do is run 8 or more miles and you're going to get one. Mm-hmm. And then I guess this would be a good time to break. There's a lot of debate about if a runner's high is even real to begin with, scientifically speaking.
Is it real? We'll find out right after these messages from our sponsor. And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture, shall we? You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that might not be for you.
That's right, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle.
How? Good question. Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends, all before you head out the door. Your money is a workaholic.
But you don't have to be, because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. So visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Chuck, is it real?
Well, first we should just say that the whole idea of this came around in the 70s when the big running boom really kicked off.
Kicked off and, by Forrest Gump?
Yeah, exactly. And doctors started looking into it a little bit, and researchers are like, is this even a thing? Can we explain this physiologically? And they kind of landed on initially endorphins, mm-hmm. which are neurotransmitters that are sending chemical messages, activating opiate receptors, and basically they can create a sort of an analgesic effect that could numb the body to pain and trigger a kind of morphine-like euphoria, let's say. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, if you're running enough, maybe you're just the surge of endorphins is what's explaining this.
I mean, and that's what it stayed for decades, basically. Like when I first started getting into running 10 years ago, I used getting into running and making air quotes. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing like, oh, it's endorphins. And endorphins do like keep your muscles from aching. They do have like that analgesic effect like you were talking about. But the big problem is they apparently don't cross the blood-brain barrier.
Yeah.
So I guess somehow they do release opioids or they activate your opioid receptors, but I'm not sure how they do that if they can't get to your brain. Or maybe there's some that get to your brain, but it's not the ones that get released by your muscles. Whatever the case, these early researchers, physiologists who said it's endorphins, they were just making it up. No one went back and checked their work. And when they finally did, they saw that this is just bunk, basically. As bunk as speed reading.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good t-shirt. In 2015, there was a study out of Germany that basically said that running can stimulate your endocannabinoid system, which is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Your body produces endocannabinoids. It's like your sort of built-in cannabis cannabis system.
It's body pot.
Yeah, it's good band name.
Oh, man, it's a great band name. And I don't even like my band name stuff usually, but Body Pot sounds great.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. What kind of music is it, though? You always nail that.
Body Pot is... It's classical, but done on mandolins.
All right, very interesting. That's not a thing. You just created a genre.
I think I might have, actually. Not a good one, but I did.
Sure. So have you ever seen that bluegrass band do AC/DC's Thunderstruck?
No, I'll bet it's pretty good.
It's pretty awesome.
I'm not a big AC/DC guy, but I can imagine hearing somebody do that on anything is pretty stirring, like watching the end of Price is Right after you've been running a few miles.
Yeah, that guitar lick sounds pretty cool in the banjo.
Yeah.
So the, endocannabinoids, they can, you know, it's like what pot does for you, basically. It improves your anxiety and improves your mood. This is why some people turn to marijuana to reduce their anxiety. And this does actually pass the blood-brain barrier.
I don't understand that about how marijuana reduces anxiety. I know for a fact that it does, but I feel like it's a certain kind of person that marijuana has that effect on, and that does not have that effect on everybody.
Sure. I mean, I think there are plenty of people where marijuana very much increases their anxiety.
Yes, and that is the saddest thing of all.
Yeah,
it's just sad. It's called getting robbed by God himself, or herself, or their self.
Yeah, because if it only did the one thing and reduced anxiety, it would be the wonder drug of the world.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we didn't have this conversation in the Girl Scouts episode.
Yeah, that'd be bad. But like I said, unlike the endorphins, these endocannabinoids can move through that blood-brain barrier and give you that feeling of calm. So they think that might have something to do with the runner's high.
Yes, which makes a lot more sense. I mean, endocannabinoids seem like it's probably the case that is what gives you some sort of euphoric feeling while you're in that flow state. But again, it's possible that the runner's high doesn't even exist and that it's one of those things where it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy or
right.
I guess a bit of a placebo effect where you think it exists and you're running sometime and you think, oh, I feel kind of good. And you're like, oh my God, I'm in a flow state. Check me out. I'm so high. Could be like that. It also could exist, and we just haven't really identified it fully yet.
Yeah, but what I'm pretty sure is going to happen is we're going to get a gazillion emails from runners that are like, don't mock this. It is totally real. I've experienced it firsthand.
Hey, I don't care if it is the greatest placebo effect of all time. It's still real if it's a placebo. Your body is still experiencing the effects of whatever it is, from a fake drug to running high. You're still experiencing it. So it doesn't matter if it's externally, objectively real or not. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, true.
Well, if you want to know more about solipsism or anything like that, join us next time on Short Stuff. We don't have anything else about runner's high, right, Chuck?
No, we don't.
Well, then that means, everybody, that Short Stuff is giddy up!
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.